13, 4 offensive, 14 defensive. An uncharacteristic thing for the Flying Dutchman. They had 10 turnovers in the first half. So a very uncharacteristic thing for the Flying Dutchman is they were unable to take care of the ball in the first half. Individual statistics for Calvin College. I said at one point when Calvin was having their issues that two guys needed to heat up in the ball game, and that the game relied around those two players, Tyler Cruz and Jordan Brink. And no surprise, Tyler Cruz, 8 points, 6 rebounds. Jordan Brink, right behind him, he has 7 points, 2 assists, and 1 rebound. Mickey DeVries has 2 points and 2 rebounds. Jordan Daly has 2 points and 5 rebounds. Austin Parks had 3 points and 1 rebound, along with 2 assists. Brad Visser came off the bench and added 3 points. And Tyler Dykstra has 2 points. And Daniel Staub, 2 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 assist. Individual statistics for the Flying Dutchman of Hope College. Cody Stivey has 5 points and 2 rebounds. Ben Gardner has 5 points and 2 assists. Nate Van Arendock had a solid first half rebounding. He had 4 points in that first half, but had 8 rebounds in the first half. Alex Edson has 4 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist. Caleb Byers has 2 points and 2 rebounds. Sam Otto chipped in off the bench also with another 2 points. And Brock Benson had 2 points and 3 assists in the first half. I see that you got the pen out and you're making some circles around. What are you taking a look at there, Ron?
Well, there isn't much that you're going to find out here on the score sheet right now, because you take a look and everything is pretty even. One thing that jumps out a little bit at me, I don't think I ever remember going a half without having a free throw by Kelvin. If you look at past ball games and so forth, the way Kelvin runs their offense and drives underneath the basket, they have a tendency to get fouled often and go to the free throw line. They were not to the free throw line in this first half. Now,
they weren't really driving to the basket in this game, and that is one of the,
not, you know, that wasn't their game, and you could see that.
And you could see, and Tyler Cruz was one of the ones that was basically settling for jump shots, and at the beginning of the game he wasn't hitting them, but towards the end of the half he started making them.
He's starting to move around, like from the free throw line in the half circle out there. That's where he moves in that area, and that's where he's taking a lot of his shots. So, and he hits pretty well from out there. If you remember one of the ball games, he went to the three-point line, and he nailed several from the three-point line in that ball game. So, he can shoot from most any place, and he's going to get his points, and right now he has 8.
Well, one thing about Tyler Cruz, though, and you mentioned this in the other ball games, Tyler Cruz gets a lot of points from the free throw line. Yeah. He's a very good free throw shooter, so it's kind of surprising that you don't see him with at least 1 free throw in the first half. But if you look at the total fouls against both these teams, right now, there's at the end of the first half, there's only 6 total fouls against both these teams. So a very interesting aspect of this ball game, Ron.
Well, the cheerleaders out on the court putting on a performance here for the crowd that has arrived. And there are a few empty seats, but they're pretty well taken up. And they're getting a nice hand from the crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen,
takes a little bit to roll out the mat and get everything set up and then take it down again before the end of the half.
Well, let's remind you that for any of you that were not able to make it to this ball game today and are listening to this game on the radio, the Flying Dutchman are right now ranked number 2 in the Great Lakes region of the for the NCAA tournament. Win or lose, there is a problem, or if the Flying Dutchman end up falling to Calvin this afternoon, there is still a decent opportunity from what we've been told that they will make the NCAA tournament. Regardless of that, at the Hope Hoops luncheon on Monday at noon, there will be an announcement for the men on where they will be paired for the NCAA tournament. There is supposed to be an announcement, from what we were told, is going to be at 12:30 during that luncheon. The women's one will probably not be told because my understanding is it's going to be like later in the afternoon. So the women's one you will have to either find out through the Hope Hoops or Hope's athletic website or at 927theband.com at the Anchored in Hope section. So either way, you can find out where everybody's going to be going next weekend.
Well, what they do is they run the announcement just like they do with the Division I and things like this coming up a little bit later. And so they'll read them off and they go through all of them. You have to kind of sit and wait until they come up to you. And if you don't, like say, win this ball game, you don't have a bid. And so you have to kind of sit on the edge of your chair and wait and see if your name comes up and is pulled along the way. If you don't hear it, you're out of luck. And so that's how you deal with it.
Well, we've kind of got the understanding that the Flying Dutchman, if they win this ball game here today and clinch the automatic berth, they have a very solid chance of getting a home game for next weekend. A lot of ifs, ands, or buts when it comes to the whole NCAA tournament on where everybody's going to be playing. The women virtually have it locked up where they'll get into the tournament. They are still ranked number 2 in the Great Lakes region, but it's very hard for the NCAA to hold a team that would only have one loss out if they end up falling this evening. But there's going to be a lot of interesting things going on, because what you're going to find out on Monday, how far you're going to have to travel, who you're going to play, what bracket you're in. With the NCAAs for Division I and II, they kind of have things like meshed out a little bit. They have where each of the teams will be playing beforehand. For Division III, it's not like that. You could end up almost anywhere depending on who gets in.
Well, you go by regions to start out with the first round, and something that happens that the Division I does not is that Division III with your region, if you have the 10 best teams in the country all in the same region, you're going to get them in the first round. That's what happens in Division III sometimes, because they'll pair off these teams, and you'll end up playing in that first round, whereas Division I, they seed them, top team against the last seed and things like this, so their chances of going on are a little bit better. But Division III, not the case.
Another odd thing they do for Division I is a lot of times they'll stick them out on the West, a team from the Midwest out to the West Coast, or somebody from the West Coast out to the Midwest. They kind of bounce around. That does not happen for Division III. You're going to be playing in probably a decent radius. You might have to make some arrangements to make a decent travel, but it's not like you're in the first round, like Hope College is going to have to go down to Texas or Florida or California or out to Maine or something like that. They're probably going to play a team from either Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana, somewhere in the general area.
Looks like it's probably going to be Ohio.
Yeah, and there's nothing to say that the Flying Dutchman or the Flying Dutch, there's probably a good chance that somebody's going to have a home game next weekend. Well, let's send it back to the studio. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was looking for a stat out here a while ago when I was talking about free throw shooting Kelvin. Kelvin has taken 550 free throws this season compared to 366 for their opponents. And Kelvin has made 404 of those.
What percentage is that?
73.
Yeah, that's a good ball club, going out and shooting 73% from the free throw line and taking a lot of free throws at that.
So they're almost 200 more free throws than what their opponents have taken throughout the season.
Let's send it back to the studio for a two-minute break. You're listening to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Band, where the Calvin Knights are leading Hope College at halftime in the MIAA Championship 29-24. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Band and streaming online at 92.7theband.com.
Leading 29-24, and they'll start with the basketball. Both groups have their starters back in the ballgame. DeVries gets it in to Brink. Brink will kind of walk it off the over the timeline. Goes one-on-one with Neal. Feeds out to DeVries. Back in front they go to Parks. Daly on the right wing. Against Edson. Drives for the hole and puts it in. Well, Edson, playing with two fouls that time, backed off rather than to force the issue and pick up his third foul. 31-24. Kelvin on top. Neal for the baseline. Back out to Edson. Fakes a three. Gives it to Gardner. Gardner drives baseline into Van Arendonk. Out front to Edson. Alley hoops it underneath Van Arendonk, and he is fouled. I think it was DeVries that got him on the arm, either he or Cruz. It's going to go against DeVries.
Well, you had a story about Van Arendonk's free throw shooting, and now you get a chance to talk about that, Ron.
Well, he made a couple late in the ball game the other night, and as the paper said when they talked to him, he says, Coach tells me to say that there's no better man than me at the free throw line as he steps to the line. And he says, seems to work, because when I tell myself that, I make the free throw. Alley made one out of two that time.
Well, he's 3 for 4 for this ball game.
31-25, Kelvin with the lead in the basketball. Brink on the outside. Shot blocked by Neal.
Jeez, that's number 5.
Over to Daly. Daly goes one-on-one. Takes Edson down low. Almost lost it. Back out to Brink. He puts up a triple. No good. Van Arendonk with the rebound. Over to Gardner. Gardner in the paint. Fires it off the glass. No good. Van Arendonk with the rebound. Stivey for three on the back of the iron. No good. Rebound comes to Gardner. Van Arendonk underneath. Nice pass by Gardner. Puts it in. Gardner really working hard to get that one into Van Arendonk for two. 31-27. Kelvin. Parks. And we're going to get a foul, I believe. We have to wait and see what's going to, could possibly be three. He could have chose Van Arendonk, he could have chose Neal, or he could have chose Gardner to take his pick. And he picked out the big guy.
Well, that's Van Arendonk's first foul.
In pass to Brink. All the way around the edge, out front, Cruz. Yes. Now Cruz for three.
That was a two.
Two. All right. Looked like he was pretty close to that line out there. 33-27. Kelvin with the lead. Hope with the basketball. To Edson on the left side. Edson goes deep. Puts a shot up, and Van Arendonk follows and puts it in. 33-29. Kelvin. Parks. Into the corner on the right side. Back to DeVries. Over to Cruz. Cruz outside Daly. Underneath. Ball knocked away by Stivey. Picked up by Cruz. Cruz takes it baseline. Slams it home. Cruz trying to excite that Kelvin crowd as he slam dunked that one two hands. Right in front of the cheering section of the student body. 35-29. Kelvin. Edson, baseline, yes. 35-31. Kelvin taking their time, bringing the ball up the court. Parks over to DeVries. Left side, Daly. Daly works on Edson, puts it up and in. Daly knows Edson's in foul trouble, and he's backing him down underneath low, taking advantage of that fact. Edson at the right wing. Into the corner. Back out in front to Gardner. Over to Stivey. Back, Edson. No. Ooh, Hope's going to get it. Tipped out of bounds that time, and it was a blow to Hope.
Also number 20.
Dykstra back in. Visser and Stout. All in for Kelvin. And the pass to Stivey to get the end ball. Over to Gardner underneath Van Arendonk. Van Arendonk double team. Back to Edson for three. It's short. Picked up on the outside by Parks. Shot taken. So Jordan Brink. Big three-pointer from the right wing. 40-31. Gardner stopped 1 foot on either side of the timeline there. He had to be careful. Gardner down the paint, has the ball knocked away by the foul, and he was shooting. So Gardner's going to get a couple of free ones, and Dykstra is going to get the foul. And going to have a TV timeout. 40-31, Galvin on top, 15-48 left.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. That three-pointer by Jordan Brink gives Calvin their largest lead of the ball game of 9 points. Brink now has 10 points for the Knights, and Tyler Cruz has 12 points for Calvin. Both of those players were pretty much stopped in the other two ball games today. They are having very, very good ball games for the Knights. The Flying Dutchman are right now being led by Nate Van Arendonk, who has 9 points and 11 rebounds. The Flying Dutchman and Calvin right now dead even in rebounds with 23 apiece. But right now, Calvin just doing a better job at getting the ball in the basket, as they have made 18 field goals compared to the Hope's 13.
Yeah, Hope guards are having problems out there, as Daly in particular, right in the back pocket of Edson all afternoon, and giving Edson a tough time of getting a shot away.
Yeah, Edson is only 3 of 10 from the field here in the ball game, and 0 for 3 from three-point land. Edson's getting a lot of his points in the paint as he's driving to the lane, but he's having some issues from beyond the three-point land.
Well, he's shooting from a little farther out. They're forcing him outside about 3 steps from where he normally shoots, and he's short on his shots for the most part. Gardner at the line for Hope. And this one rolls around a little bit but finds the bottom. 40-32, Calvin with the lead. Second free throw for Gardner. And this is good. 40-33. Hope down by 7 with 15:45 left. Parks with Gardner all the way. Takes him to the hole. His shot misses. Van Arendonk with the rebound. Here comes Gardner. 3-on-3. Over to Edson. He misses. Van Arendonk tips. He misses. And Parks comes away with it. 3-on-2. Left side. Fisser. Yes! And Visser with a 3. 43-33. 10-point lead for the Knights. Gardner moves to his left, takes him to the left wing, into the paint, has the ball knocked out of his hands by Parks, picked up underneath Dykstra. Gardner looked around as they right across the arm when he had that ball loose. Edson with a steal. Edson on the breakaway, underneath, puts it up and in. So Edson did a little pickpocket deal there, and put in 2, 43-35, Calvin. Daly at the top of the circle. He pulls up short. Shot blocked by Neal. Loose basketball on the court. Daly gets it back to Visser. Yes! Visser with another triple. So the Knights unloosening up that three-point artillery. And a timeout is called by the Flying Dutchman as they trail by 11, 46-35, 14:20 left in this one.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Calvin has now made 6 three-pointers in this ball game, and that is right now 4 more than what the Flying Dutchman have made. Calvin just getting hot from the field right now, Ron, and that's something they didn't do in the last two ball games.
Well, both teams out there in that first half did not shoot a lot of three-pointers. Calvin shot 10, only made 3. Hope shot 5 and made 2. Now, second half, not the same story, as they're getting the ball outside and they're getting good looks. Their defense is back a couple of steps, and they're just working the threes.
Visser now has 9 points, and he's made all 3 of his baskets are 3-pointers, Ron. So they've got to put somebody on Visser right now, and they have to put somebody on Brink. Brink is 2 for 5 from 3-point land. His 10 points now. So right now, looking at it from three-point land, Austin Parks is 1-for-2. Jordan Brink is 2-for-5. And Visser is 3-for-3. All three of those guys, you need to have somebody out there on one of those guys at all points in time because they allow a couple more three-pointers. This game could get ugly really quick.
Well, Hope going with part of their second unit out there as Otto's into the ball game. Carlson is in along with Caleb Byers and Van Aaron Duncan Neal. Byers with the basketball into the paint, into the corner. Ball stolen by Daly. Daly on the breakaway, coast to coast, shot misses. Rebound underneath by Otto. Back to Carlson. Carlson goes to the baseline, stops, brings it back out to the point, gives it to Byers in the corner underneath the Van Aaron Dock. Out to Byers, he sets for three. Short, ball underneath, taken down by Visser. They give it to Brink, and Brink will walk it up. Take a look, Fred to fly, that's been defense. Set their screens as Brink just walks slowly to the right wing. To Cruz, back out in front to Brink. Brink down the paint, puts it up, and puts it in. 48-35, Kelvin. Carlson, over to Byers, Otto at the right wing. Back to Carlson, right side Neal. Had it tipped away, but gets it back to Otto. Into Van Aaron Dunk, back to Otto. Otto underworks his way underneath. Underhand scoop shot is good. Had to work hard to get through the defense and got it up and in. 48-37 Kelvin, 12-42. Cruz to Dykstra. Left side Visser, back out Cruz. Yes! Tyler Cruz with a big triple, 51-37, Kelvin. Carlson to Neal. Neal leaves it for Carlson underneath, and Van Arendonk tried to dribble it off somebody's foot, Daly's, I think, but the ball picked up by Byers, and then Cruz ends up with it. Here come the Knights with Brink with the basketball. Coach Van der Streek wants some movement, and we got a foul, I believe.
They just tee up Tyler Cruz.
I don't know what the deal was. Thought a foul was called.
There was a foul. I think it was called against Van Arendonk, and then all of a sudden, the referee pointed at Tyler Cruz. That was against Dykstra.
Stout will come in the ball game. DeVries will come in, along with Parks for Kelvin.
And I have an idea on why that technical was called. He taunted Van Arendonk after the call, and he kind of smirks as he heads to the bench, but Coach Vandestry probably didn't appreciate that. Not something that, you know, should be doing in the ball game in this situation. Don't want to get the other team fired up and give them a reason to be a little bit more angrier than they are being down at this point.
McMahon will take the free throw. He misses.
He'll have one more.
Second unit is in the ball game as McMahon is in there. Carlson, Otto, Benson, and Blackledge.
Van Arendonk got called for the foul, so we'll just bring back what happened. Van Arendonk got called for the foul underneath. Dykstra picked up the technical for taunting, and Calvin will now get possession of the ball.
So Daly will inbound it as they work the basketball, get it in the corner to Brink. And Brink takes McMahon out with him. Down the left side, and Blackledge moved in front. I don't know if that's who the foul's going to go against. Or...
Oh, there was a few white jerseys in there. And
44 is McMahon.
Yep. And there we have a media timeout.
Right, and Brink is going over the official saying, don't forget, I'm the guy shooting it.
Well, I don't know if it was a shooting foul. He was driving the lane, but so there's only three fouls against both teams right now. So neither team is in the bonus, so it should be a sideline possession on that one. This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For Natural Foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Well, stay tuned. We'll have another ball game after this one, but that will be at 7:10 for the pregame show, the Barber Ford pregame show, and then at 7:30, the Flying Dutch of Hope College, led by Brian Morehouse, trying to stay perfect on the season as they will be taking on the Calvin Knights in the MIAA championship game for the women, as the Flying Dutch of Hope College tried to defend their MIAA championship that they won last season to get the automatic berth into the NCAA tournament. And for any of you that forgot about that, the Flying Dutch made a nice little run in the tournament last year after winning the MIAA tournament.
Well, right now we have a situation where Hope trails Calvin 51-38, 11:53 left. And if the Knights win it, they get the automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. And they'll find that out about 12:30, 1 o'clock on Monday. And if Hope's going to get a bid, they will have to have an at-large bid. And that may be tough to get for them, although they are ranked pretty high.
The number two
in the region.
Number two in the Great Lakes region right now.
In pass comes to Brink. Fadeaway shot, no good. Rebound, pick up Daly. Daly pushes Carlson out of the way, misses a shot, and rebound up. Underneath Otto, his shot blocked, but he breezed. And Stout is the guy that's going to get the rebound.
And the foul. That'll be against Daniel Stout. That'll be his second.
So Otto will be at the line. This one off the back of the iron. So Sam has a second. Yes. 51-39, Calvin. Brink with the basketball. We have 11:36 left. Brink for the basket. Leaves it to the Reeves. Back to Brink. Brinks in the left corner. Takes out on the paint. Does a 360. Gives it off to Parks. His four-foot jumper. No good. They reach for the rebound. And I think it's going to be Benson that's going to have the ball.
And you are correct, Brock Benson. It will not be a non-shooting foul.
Dykstra comes back in. Cruz comes back in for Calvin.
Second foul against Brock Benson and the fourth against the team. Neither team in the bonus just yet.
Inbound pass to Cruz. Back out to Parks. Parks inside and a foul. They got the ball to Cruz, and I think it's probably Benson, yep.
And that will bring Van Arendock back into the ballgame. As that was Brock Benson's third, as he picks up two quick fouls.
Five fouls against Hope, four against Calvin. Inbound pass, Cruz, and it hits, bounds up and over the top of the backboard, and it's going to belong to Hope. Blackledge will inbound it, gets it to Carlson. Clock ticks down, the Duke crew on their feet, as they do throughout all the ball games. Over on the left side, McMahon for three, yes! So Corey McMahon hits a three, 51-42. Underneath go the Knights. Slam dunk is Dykstra. 53-42 Calvin. Things are picking up. Right side, Blackledge to the hole underneath, but Aaron Knock, and he is fouled. I think it's going to go against Dykstra. Dykstra or Cruz?
I think they called Cruz on that.
Well, Cruz was on one side, Dykstra on the other.
Oh, they're calling it against DeFreeze. Well, that's interesting. It's against number 24. Well, I didn't think that DeFreeze was anywhere in the area.
Unless he was underneath that pile.
Well, it was kind of interesting, you know, all the Cruz and Dyster kind of looked at each other like, well, I wonder which one of us is going to get the foul, and then they gave it to DeFreeze. So DeFreeze was, I think, just as shocked as anybody to think that he got the foul, as he pointed to himself as Vanderstreek wanted to know who the foul was against.
Van Arendonk with the first one, misses the second. 53-43, 10:30 left. Parks for the Knights. Finds an opening, takes it, kicks it in the corner. Dykstra sets up, misses the three. McMahon with a rebound. Carlson at the point. Sends Otto to the left wing. McMahon works his way back and forth. Carlson keeps the ball, gets it to Stivey. His shot is blocked. Good job that time by Dykstra, I believe. Stivey will inbound it for the Flying Dutchman. To Van Arendonk, out front Carlson. And we have a whistle away from the ball.
Against Cruz, maybe? Nope. They're going to get Dykstra on that one. That'll be Dykstra's third.
And Hope will have it underneath their own basket. Otto's going to inbound it as Gardner gets ready to come in.
Carlson checks out for the Flying Dutchman.
Sam slaps the ball. Goes way up on top to McMahon. Over to Otto at the left wing. Back out Stivey. Almost lost it. The ball tipped by Sparks. Back to Gardner, out to Otto. Otto right side. Stivey, three, no. Van Arendonk saves it. Nope, didn't save it. Stepped on the line, says the official.
Nice hustle by Big Nate, though, on that one.
53-43. Calvin with the basketball. Calvin with the lead. Brink on the right side, all the way around. And the foul is going to go against Otto.
Are they going to count the basket? That's the question. And they're counting it. Wow. Not too sure if there should have been continuation on that one.
55-43 and a chance for a three-point play as Edson comes in for Otto. And DeVries will come in for Dykstra.
Well, Ron, you brought this up at halftime, the free throws. This is the first Calvin free throw of the ball game, and we're almost three quarters of the way into the ball game.
9:26 left. And this one in and out, rebound by McMahon. Over to Gardner. Gardner wants play number four. Edson's back in for Hope. McMahon on the right side. Down underneath. Fires away. No good. Tip. Gardner. No good. And Cruz controls it. Brink will walk up. They're taking the time now. They're not in any hurry. Brink goes underneath. The ball knocked away by McMahon. But McMahon with a foul. Grant Neal gets ready to come back in for Hope. And Daly walks toward the scorer's table for the Knights. Brink to the line. Yes. Yes. 56-43, Calvin. 8:57 left, and Brink has one more free one.
Starting lineup now back in there for Hope College with Grant Neal checking into the ballgame.
And that's good. And I believe Calvin has, except for Visser, has four out of five starters. Gardner with the basketball for the Flying Dutchman. Over to Edson. Edson underneath, puts it up, misses. Rebound by Cruz. Out front to Parks. Parks works hard against Gardner to get it up. Leaves it to Visser. Gardner tips it away. Over on the left side to Daly. Back out in front. Parks for three. Yes! 63-43. Calvin pulling away. Gardner on the right side. On the weave to Edson. He fires away. It's way short. Stivey tried to save it, but right into the hands of... that's Cruz. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Gardner as Parks tried to get the ball into the corner. And Cruz goes out of the ball game. Stout comes in. Otto comes in. Edson out. And the Knights will have it at side court. Parks directs a little traffic. Into the hands of Daly. Back out in front to Visser. Left side Stout. Stout back out in front. Parks. Daly underneath. And the ball knocked out of DeVries' hand, but he gets it back. Into the hands of Visser. That misses. Rebound Gardner. And DeVries takes the basketball and Gardner down on the deck. And I didn't see what happened out there, but the fans are booing quite loudly. I don't know which side. I think it was the Hope College side.
Gardner and DeVries got tangled up, and we saw that in the last matchup of between these two teams where Mickey DeVries got tangled up with Caleb Byers. Mickey DeVries is kind of a spark plug for that kind of stuff, as is Caleb Byers on the other end for the Flying Dutchman, but this time it was Mickey DeVries and Ben Gardner wrestling for the ball underneath. The fans wanted something called against DeVries. That was not going to happen, as it was both players just wrestling for the ball. The possession arrow goes towards the Flying Dutchman, so after the media timeout, the Flying Dutchman will have the ball trailing 60-43. And they just changed the possession arrow towards Calvin, so it will be Hope's ball after this media timeout. This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods.
Seven fouls on Hope, six fouls on Calvin. Calvin leading 60-43 with 7:38 left.
And you have to get...
So Hope will have the basketball. Stivey into Gardner. Gardner back to Stivey on the right side. Gardner out at the point. Finds Otto. Otto left wing to Gardner. To the baseline. Flips it to Benarendog. Ball tipped away. Picked up by Stout. Here comes Parks. Full tilt. All the way up and in. 62-43 Calvin. Gardner to the right wing. Alley-oops it underneath to Benarendog, who flips it to Otto, and he is fouled from behind. Daly got him. So Sam Otto will step to the line as Brink comes back in, and Carlson will come back in for Hope. Dykstra also in for Calvin. Otto, up and in. 62-44, Calvin. 7:04 on the scoreboard clock. Second one by Sam is good. 62-45. Hope puts on full court pressure. Calvin works against the press. Daly, one-on-one with Carlson. Takes him across the timeline. Spins around, takes him to the right side, and Carlson reaches out, touches him, and he's going to get the foul. So that'll send Daly to the line. Jordan Daly, averaging 8.8 points a game. 6'3 sophomore at Grand Rapids Christian. Free throw rattles around, but it went in. Looks good in the scorebook.
Daly now has 7 points along with 8 rebounds.
2nd one is good. 64-45, Kelvin. Carlson to the right side. Bounce pass to Neal, but he's cut off. Back out to Carlson. His shot is short. Rebound to Reese. Over to Brink. Underneath Cruz. Little mismatch there as Carlson was on Cruz. Cruz is 6'9", and Carlson, he's about 5'7". So a timeout taken by the Flying Dutchman as Kelvin up 66-45 with 6:29 left, and Parks going back into the ball game for the Knights. McMahon for the Flying Dutchman.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. 66-45 with 6:29 left in this ball game. The Flying Dutchman need to come up with some answers and come up with them soon if they want to get back into this ball game, Ron. They are running out of time, and the lead keeps on increasing for Kelvin as now the Knights have the largest lead of the ball game at 21 points.
Well, Kelvin, once they made their run in the first half out there when they trailed early on, have come back and they have dominated this ball game, and the Kelvin defense is what has taken them there, as they have played very good defense, especially against Hope College's guards on the outside. They're going to take away this time the guards instead of worrying about the big man inside and let Van Arendonk do his thing in the middle.
Well, they've completely dominated this second half. Kelvin has outscored Hope College in the second half 37-21, a 16-point margin. The Knights have just played better basketball than the Flying Dutchman so far this afternoon.
Hope for the basketball. Carlson at the point. Otto works back and forth, tries to get open, does not. Carlson down low into McMahon's hands. McMahon gets it over to Van Arendonk, and DeVries takes it away from him. Loose basketball on the court, and Dykstra. Parks just flipped that ball up in the air, and Dykstra caught it, so Calvin will keep it. Brink on the right side. Stops, fires away. Yes! Everything's coming up roses for the Knights. 69-45, Kelvin. Back to McMahon. Over to Byers. Byers turns, puts it in a short shot, no good. Dykstra comes with the rebound. And reaching in is Carlson, and at the line is going to be Austin Parks. Benson comes in for Hope. Daly for Kelvin. Edson also back in for Hope.
Gardner's going to check in for Carlson.
Free throw is good. Parks. That gives him 9 points so far this afternoon. Second one is also good. Carlson, Gardner now at the top of the key. Works his way right side. Can't, now he does get it to Edson. Edson fires in and out of the basket. And right there is Cruz for the rebound. 5 minutes left, 71-45. Kelvin with the lead. Brink. Shot, no good. Rebound comes to Byers. Over to Gardner. Gardner at the top of the key. Looks to Benson. He gets it, fakes once, twice, up and in. 71-47, Calvin. Here comes Parks. Double teamed on the outside. They get it to Dykstra into Cruz. Ball knocked out by Benson. He's going to stay with Calvin. They're letting them play basketball out there. I don't think that either team can say, hey, they didn't call any fouls. Well, they didn't call many fouls. But I think the guys like it better that way. And this time a foul was called, and I think it's going to go on break. Grant Neal getting ready to come in for Edson. McMahon will go to the line for Hope as DeVries gets ready to come in. And McMahon misses this one, tipped up in the air and out of bounds as Benson tried to save it, couldn't do it. So the Knights will have it, 4:29, as Hope goes into full court pressure. They get the ball into Parks, and Parks races up the court. Back out in front to Cruz, and Cruz slows it down into the hands of Brink. Brink in and out. Over to Cruz. Cruz all the way around the edge. Puts a shot up and a foul, and I'm guessing Benson. It is. As the clock ticks down, 4:10 left, 71-47. Calvin with the lead, and at the line, Cruz got it. Edson comes back in for Hope.
That was Benson's fourth foul. Doesn't look like anybody from the Flying Dutchman bench is going to be checking in for him.
Well, we got five guys out there. So here comes Hope. Edson, they're on the edge. Ooh, DeVries just clobbered the ball up in the bleachers. Edson drove the baseline, and DeVries let him go until he started up, and then just drove that ball, timed it perfectly, out in the bleachers. Fires into the corner to Edson. Back out in front to Brock, puts it on the deck, and has picked it up by Parks. To Cruz on top. Over to Brink. Back and forth on the outside, just letting the clock tick. 19, 18. Inside the Daly with 15 on the clock. Turnaround jumper, baseline good. 74-47. Numbers are the same. A little reverse though. Underneath Benson, and he is fouled by Brink. And we got an injured Knight down on the court.
Yellow foul on number 12. Jordan Brink, his second.
Neal will come in, and Cruz, I think, was just taking a little rest more than anything else.
He looks fine as he walks up back to the bench. That is our final media timeout of this ball game, and we'd like to remind you that this timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods.
Van Aaron knocked back in for Hope. Grant Neal's in. Byers in. I think he's got his seniors in there. So Van Arendonk, Gardner, who's only a sophomore, Byers a senior.
McMahon's a junior.
And Neal is a senior.
Van Arendonk will check into the ball game for Brock Benson after the free throw.
So then all four of the seniors will be in the ball game.
Well, except for Campbell.
Official waiting for Calvin to break their huddle. They're going to use all the time. There's Coach Vandestreek with the chalk and the clipboard.
And Cruz stays into the ball game, so obviously he's fine.
Coaches are never content until the ball game is done. And I've been there, done that.
Both these coaches have seen interesting and weird things happen, and you can never let up on an opponent because they can easily get back into a ball game.
Benson's free throw, first one is good. Here comes Campbell. And he'll end the ball game for Gardner. And Bonner and Donk will be in as soon as Brock makes this one. This off the back of the iron, one way to stay in the game. So, Calvin, full court pressure now for the Flying Dutchman as Brink and Grant Neal reached around and tried to hit the ball and didn't make it. So it'll send Brink. Benson walks over toward the sideline, and Benson and Bonner and Donk both standing on the sideline, one inbound, one out. And the first one is good, now he can come in. So Bonner and Donk comes in. The seniors are in now for the Flying Dutchman.
It's the seniors and Corey McMahon, who's a junior.
So Calvin's going to be the one who punts their ticket to the NCAA with a win this afternoon over the Flying Dutchman as they right now, with 3 minutes left, hold a 76-48 lead. So handoff to Campbell. Almost lost the basketball. Now Lucy picks it up. Tries it, hits it off a foot, and the Knights have it. Over to Brink. Brink along the edge. Moves in, backs out, checks the clock. Grant Neal is there, just kind of keeping in front of him as much as possible. Over to DeVries, back out to Brink. 13 on the shot clock. Brink all the way around the edge, 8. 7, kicks it back, and just as he threw it, Daly left, and he threw it in the bleachers. Coming into the ball game for Calvin is Jordan Mass. He's a senior for Calvin, getting into the ball game. As Campbell goes to the right side, the ball is tipped and out of bounds. And now Scout will come in. Cruz will come out. Cruz getting a hand from the Calvin crowd. Heisinger will be coming in shortly. McMahon with a three-pointer. No good. And McMahon forces Brink out of bounds. Daly will come out. Gets a nice hand from the Calvin crowd. And here comes Otto and Blackledge.
Rushweiler and Carlson.
Rushweiler and Carlson. And the seniors getting a hand. what could be the last ball game for the Flying Dutchman. They'll have to wait for Monday. Find out. Rushweiler out front. Otto. His shot short. And the rebound gets away from Parks. So Hope's going to have it directly in front of the whole bench.
It's also not inconceivable that these two teams might meet again in the NCAA tournament.
Yep. Not in the first round, though.
Oh, no.
That's Blackledge. He misses a shot, but I think he's fouled.
Foul's going to go against Stout. Calvin is about to defend successfully their MIAA postseason championship that they won last year at the Van Noort Arena. So it'll be 2 years in a row that Calvin has won the MIAA championship and gotten the automatic bid into the NCAA tournament.
Blythe Clinch with the second one, got it. 76-15. Calvin with a lead in the basketball. Stout in the backcourt, gets it ahead and Parks. Parks up ahead and saving it in the corner is Mast. Underneath the basket, up and in. So the senior from Holland Christian puts in two and gets a big hand from that Calvin crowd. Brushweiler, Dotto, Oda McMahon for three. No good. Brushweiler rebounds. Takes it in the paint, kicks it back to Carlson. Cross court pass, Otto. He misses. And Stout with a rebound. Here comes Parks with the basketball for the Knights. 1 minute left. Out front to Parks. He's double teamed. Gets it on the right side to Huizinga. Huizinga stops, kicks it back out, Parks. 10 on the shot clock, 9. Parks a little runner, no good. Ball batted around, taken down Blackledge. 42 seconds, McMahon, Otto. Otto with a 360, puts it up and in, and he draws the foul. It's going to go against 22, and that's Jordan Mast. So Stout comes in and Parks out along with Stout. Michael Welch, a freshman out of Stevensville Lakeshore for the Knights. Otto's free throw good. 78-53. Calvin with the lead. Danny Leach also into the ball game. He's out of Trinity Christian. Ball tipped around a little bit in the backcourt. It's Calvin working at the press. Gets it in the hand of Leach. Over on the right side, Benlou. Back to Leach. Around the edge. 18 seconds, 17. Calvin just working the ball on the outside. They've got the big lead. 78-53. And six on the shot clock, seven on the game clock. As Stout fires a triple. That's no good. Blackledge rebound. It's all over, folks. Calvin wins the NCAA bid and revenge for two defeats by the Hope College Flying Dutchman throughout the season. And Hope College is going to have to wait until Monday afternoon to see if they will still get a bid. They were ranked fairly high in the region, number two. And so they may still get a bid to the NCAA. We'll have to just wait until Monday and sweat it out until that time, as they would like very much to join Calvin with a bid to the NCAA tournament.
It's time for the Crown Motors postgame show, but first let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Crown Motors postgame show. We're here at the DeVos Fieldhouse where the Flying Dutchmen of Hope College have fallen to Calvin College 78-53 in the MIAA championship game. Calvin defends their title from last year and gets the automatic berth into the NCAA Division III tournament. We will have to wait to see until Monday if Hope College is in the tournament, and if they are, where they will be going. The Flying Dutchman having a chance to get the automatic berth this afternoon, but were unable to pull it out. Taking a look at team statistics first for Calvin College, they shot 44% from the field, 30 of 68. They made 9 three-pointers, going 9 of 20 for 45% from three-point land. They went 9 for 11 from the free throw line for 81%. They out-rebounded Hope College with 40 rebounds to Hope College's 39, 13 offensive boards, 27 defensive boards for Calvin. They only had 7 turnovers in the ballgame. The Knights doing a good job holding on to the ball and controlling the tempo of the ball game. The Flying Dutchman of Hope College shot 32% from the field, going 18 of 55. They only made 3 three-pointers, going 3 of 16 from three-point land for 18%. They went 14 of 20 from the free throw line for 70%. The Flying Dutchman just barely out-rebounded by Calvin with 39 rebounds, 14 offensive, 25 defensive. The Flying Dutchman did not do a very good job taking care of the ball this afternoon, committing 16 turnovers in the ball game. Individual statistics for Calvin College. A big game from Jordan Brink, who went off in this ball game. He had 21 points, along with 4 assists and 2 rebounds. Tyler Cruz, also another solid ball game for Tyler Cruz, who had 18 points and 9 rebounds for Calvin. Jordan Daly, another nice ball game for him as well, as he had 10 points and 8 rebounds. And Austin Parks had 10 points, 4 assists, and 3 rebounds. Brad Visser also added a spark plug for Calvin coming off the bench as he buried 3 three-pointers for his 9 points. He also had a rebound and an assist. Tyler Dykstra had 4 points and 4 rebounds. Daniel Stout had 2 points and 3 rebounds. And Jordan Mass came off the bench and had 2 points. And Mickey DeFries only had 2 points and 5 rebounds for the Knights of Calvin College. For the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, Nate Van Arendock led them in scoring with 10 points. He also had tied his season high for rebounds with 12 rebounds in the ball game. Sam Otto also had 10 points. He's the only other Flying Dutchman in double figures, as he had 10 points coming off the bench. Cody Stivey had 5 points and 2 rebounds. Alex Edson, 8 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist. Ben Gardner had 7 points, 3 rebounds, and 4 assists. Caleb Byers had 2 points and 3 rebounds. Harrison Blackledge had 2 points and 2 rebounds. And Brock Benson had 5 points and 3 assists. And Corey McMahon finishes out the scoring for the Flying Dutchman with 4 points and 4 rebounds for Hope College. And Ron, you've gotten the score sheet and you took a look at things. What are the things that stand out to you, what made this ball game for Calvin?
Well, it doesn't have very long to look out here because you've got the shooting percentages that you gave early on, and I think that's where the ball game rested throughout the entire game, as Calvin hit 44% from the floor compared to 32% by the Flying Dutchman. From three-point territory, Calvin hit 45%, Hope College 18%, and from the foul line, Calvin was 81%, Hope 70%. So Calvin dominated as far as the statistic on shooting percentages. A lot of the stuff was close. Rebounds 40 to 39, you know, that kind of move. Number of fouls called, 15 against Hope, 13 against Calvin. So it just boils back down that Calvin out there shot the ball better than did the Flying Dutchman, as they hit 30 out of 68, Hope 18 out of 55.
Well, the statistic that I'm looking at right now, 13 steals for Calvin, 5 for Hope College. Calvin, I think, just played a better ball game this afternoon. They just came out, and after that very slow start, Calvin was horrendous at the beginning.
About 13 to 3 or 4, something like
that? It was 13-2. Hope College goes on a run to start that ball game, and you kind of had the feeling that maybe the Flying Dutchman, that this was going to be just like the other two. Calvin goes out, makes the adjustments, and completely controls the ball game after that.
So they took the opportunity as they got the ladder out and cut down the net at the far end of the court in a ritual that takes place when you win the tournament. And they did that. Now they're headed off to the locker room to celebrate. We've got another one coming up tonight between Hope and Calvin. This time it'll be the women that will be fighting each other on the court. And we'll have to wait and see. We invite you back to come and join us as we go on and get ready for that ball game.
That will be a 7:10. You can join us here on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com at 7:10 for the Barber Ford pregame show. Tip-off is at 7:30, so I'm sure there's some, from what I've been told, there's some tickets still available for that ball game. If you want to see Brian Morehouse's Flying Dutch try to defend their MIAA postseason championship, which they won last year, and their perfect record, They're also number one in the nation in the USA Today coaches poll. So come on out to see the Flying Dutch take on Calvin this evening at 7:30. Let's send it back to the studio for one last two-minute break. You're listening to the Crown Motors postgame show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to the Crown Motors postgame show here on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com, where the Calvin Knights have defeated Hope College 78-53 in the MIAA championship game. The Calvin Knights will be have just punched their ticket into the NCAA tournament. The Flying Dutchmen will have to wait till Monday afternoon to see if they get in, and if they do, where and who they will be playing. If the Flying Dutchmen have a reasonably good chance of getting in, they have 20 victories on the season. So the Flying Dutchmen were also ranked number two in the Great Lakes region, so there's probably a good chance that they're going to get an at-large bid for this one, Ron. I'm sure they're going to take into consideration how many of those losses were against teams that were the top ranked in the nation. So Coach Neal did himself some big favors by playing those teams early in the season.
One thing that if they do get in, it'll likely be on the road.
Definitely.
Had they won, they probably would have hosted, but they'll probably be on the road now.
Yep, and now that leaves it kind of an interesting scenario for the Flying Dutch of Hope College, because now there's probably a good chance they're going to be hosting the first round of the NCAA if they win. Because right now the Flying Dutch are in second in the Great Lakes region, even though they are the only team in the region right now that is undefeated. So kind of an interesting way of things happening in the NCAA tournament. Well, you've said this to me off air before. Sometimes there's no rhyme and reason how things end up with those rankings and who goes where and if you get in or if you don't get in.
There's a rhyme and reason as far as the people picking are concerned, but those looking at it from the outside that don't know the inner workings, there isn't much of a rhyme or reason.
Well, I can say for a fact that I have absolutely no clue. I really don't. Because you look at some of the teams that get left out, and you're sitting there, wow, this team has 20-some victories, and they're on the outside looking in. And then you look, and there's somebody with 18 wins. And, no idea on what goes on sometimes with it. But there's probably a good chance that both the Flying Dutch and the Flying Dutchman will both be in the national tournament. The best way for you to find out about the Flying Dutchman is to go to the Hope Hoops Luncheon on Monday afternoon. It's Monday at noon at the Moss Center. Where they are going to have a special presentation, it sounds like, around 12:30, between 12:30 and 1 when the announcements start coming out. You were there last year for that. Do they have, like, televisions, and then they stream everything in there to let us know what's
right.
going on?
Right.
So for $9.75 for the lunch, you can go in there. You can find out what's going on with the Flying Dutchman. You can find out if they make the tournament and where they'll be playing and who they'll be playing. Lots of stuff going on.
Yeah, lots of opportunities out there, and the Flying Dutchman, they've worked hard this year. They need a tournament bid, and they've worked hard to try to get it, winning the MIAA League, and that's your first goal out there, and they reach that goal. And then today, why it did not happen, as they dropped this ball game to Calvin, and it was by a score of 78-53 here at the DeVos. As Coach Davilar makes his way across the gym floor and over to visit with us after the ball game. As Calvin wins this one, 78-53.
Coach, tough loss this afternoon. What happened out there with this game?
Yeah, that's a good question, isn't it, Em? I'm sure we're still trying to figure out the answer to that. First of all, what happened is Calvin happened. I mean, you got to give credit to the Knights. We jump off to a big lead. They call a couple timeouts. I think it was 13-2, and we've got all the momentum. We're at home. Everything's rolling, and I think maybe we got a little bit ahead of ourselves, you know, mentally, emotionally. We started thinking, well, this is like a couple other times this year, and we're rocking and rolling. They're down a couple times, but they weren't out. And, you know, to their credit, Coach Van der Streek, his staff, and his players, they played harder than we did. They got great performances from all the guys they needed to step up as a team. Any loose ball, any rebound that mattered was taken by the maroon and gold this afternoon. And, you know, that's just the way it is. We didn't make shots. We didn't do this. We didn't do that. But in the end, the team that wins is usually the team that plays the hardest together the longest, and that team was the Calvin Knights.
You were only down 5 points at halftime, and Calvin came out in the second half and just had all the answers. Did you guys expect anything different from Calvin?
No, I don't. I mean, I didn't personally expect anything different. They're in a desperate situation. We know they're going to come out and play well. They haven't played well against us in two games. We had a lot to do with that in the first two ball games, but we didn't look very good today, and they had a lot to do with that as well. So, you know, when you don't shoot it, when you turn it over, 16 turnovers, 10 in the first half. When you give up offensive rebounds, particularly as we did in the first half, the second half they didn't need offensive rebounds because they made all their shots. But congratulations to, you know, Tyler Cruz and Jordan Brink and the rest of them, because they deserve an MIAA championship tournament, a chance to go on to play next week.
Your feelings on the tournament now? You guys are going to play the waiting game on Monday. Anything that you have to say about that?
As the kids say, it sucks. I mean, it's 48 hours of looking at scores and matchups and regional rankings and talking to people and so forth. And as Coach Neal just told our guys in the locker room, you know, it's out of our hands. It was right there in our hands coming into this game today, and now it's not. So there's not a thing we can do but fret and worry, and I'm sure we'll do a great job of doing that in the next 48 hours until Monday afternoon when they make the announcements. Do we have a chance? Yes, we have a chance. How good a chance it is, I have no idea. I've been around 30-some years, and I don't like it when the decisions are made off the court by committees. I think we're in a good position, but that doesn't mean a thing. So, you know, all I know is the way into the NCAA tournament we've talked about all week long here is through the front door. We barely got by, escaped on Wednesday, and with the type of effort we put forth today, we didn't get it done. We didn't deserve to get it done. So congratulations to the Knights.
Well, we saw that you got all of your seniors in there. Van Arendock, Byers, Campbell, they all got in there at the end of the game to make an appearance in front of this crowd, maybe for the last time. What can you say about those seniors?
Oh, you know, we love these guys, and it's always hard when your season ends, whether it's today or at some point in the next, you know, week two, three, to say goodbye to seniors. And those guys have all given us their all. You know, Grant works very hard on the defensive end of thing. He had several block shots, I know, today. Nate Van Arendonk is a force inside, and obviously they were really focused on him today. Also, Caleb Byers, you know, Caleb struggled, as a lot of our guys did today, but he's given us a lot of great minutes as a backup. And Cody Campbell, who comes in every day into practice, and Senior Campbell is just a great kid and works very hard. And so, you know, if this is the end for them, that's really sad. I mean, it's sad for all of us, but especially for the seniors. I hope they get another opportunity. But whatever that opportunity might be, they've played hard for us in their two, three, 4 years together here at Hope College. So we certainly appreciate Grant and Nate and Caleb and Cody Campbell for their efforts, not only today, but throughout the season or seasons.
Well, let's hope that we get a chance to do this again on Friday evening, Coach, and we'll play the waiting game with you until Monday.
Well, I know, you know, everybody's going to be asking those questions, and, you know, I don't have any answers on this. I know that, you know, in sport you often get what you deserve. We got what we deserve today, and so did the Calvin Knights. It's not what we had preferred, but justice was done. They were just a much better basketball team today. It's hard, isn't it? I mean, you watch this game 2-3 weeks ago and was played here, and we're up at some point 30 points, and today they're up near 30 points at the end of the game. How does that happen? You know, well, it's 18 to 22-year-old young men. It's a lot of things. It's old men coaching and so forth. We don't have the answers to those questions. If we do get a second chance, I hope that we can resurrect ourselves and play better basketball, but whether or not we get that chance, as we said, is out of our hands.
We just don't want to forget the – it's been a good season out here so far with the MIAA championship, but it's kind of, you know, down right now, the kids are, but they've got to remember the long run, too.
Oh, the kids, the coaches, the fans, the families, and everybody is just kind of, you know, walking around in the days right now. But thank you guys for your efforts and your work. I know you got another game tonight, and hopefully we get a better result, and I sure we will with Coach Mo and the women against Calvin here tonight. It just wasn't our day. Hopefully it's their evening. I think they're in good shape, you know. I just hope, as you said, Adam, we get a chance to chat and talk somewhere down the road. And we'll see if that happens, whether it does or not. Thank you again for all your efforts and the fans who tune in and support us, whether we're home or away or over the air or whatever. And go Hope!
Thank you, Coach.
That was Coach Tom Davilar here for the postgame interview. Let's send it back to the studio for another two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to the DeVos Fieldhouse, where the Flying Dutchmen of Hope College have fallen to Calvin College in the MIAA Championship game, 78-53, here at the DeVos Fieldhouse. The official attendance for tonight or this afternoon's ball game is 3,103 and is presented by Simpatico Coffee, the exclusive coffee provider for Hope College. Visit the new coffee joint at 714 Michigan Avenue or have a cup of Simpatico Coffee at the game. Well, Ron, we've got a chance to look over the statistics and kind of a bad afternoon, but we're going to have to pick a player of the ball game for this afternoon's ball game.
Well, I think if we're picking it for the Flying Dutchman out here, I'm going to have to go with Sam Otto. Sam was 4 out of 5 from the free throw line, 3 out of 6 from the floor. He didn't hit any triples today, but he ended up with 10 points. You can't forget V.A. V.A. had his double-double, 12 rebounds and 10 points as well. But I think I'm going this afternoon go with Sam Otto as our player of the game.
We'd like to congratulate Sam Otto for being named the player of the game for this afternoon's ball game. Hope's record falls to 21-7, and they will play the waiting game until Monday to find out when or if they will be going to the NCAA Division III National Tournament. Calvin's record improves to 22-5. They get the automatic berth that the MIAA gives out to the NCAA for the National Tournament. This is Adam Prince speaking for Ron Weatherby, thanking everyone at Hope College, especially Alan Babbitt. Also special thanks to Holly Rose at the station for keeping us on the air. Finally, thank you for joining us this afternoon. We invite you to join Ron and me at 92.7 The Van later tonight as the Hope College Flying Dutch hosts Calvin College in the championship game of the MIAA postseason tournament. Tip-off is at 7:30 with the Barber Ford pregame show starting at 7:10. Once again, the final score, Hope College 53, Calvin 78. Have an unbelievable evening, everyone.